Hi, good morning. My name is John Mercado. Today's nine. Again. Sorry.
I can't stop. You just keep going. They can't
Okay.
erase it.
Okay. Again. Did you start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. One. Okay, again. One, two, three. Good morning. My name is John Mercado. Today, September the 29th, 2022. We're here in Providence in Anaheim, in California. I'm here with my beloved co-worker, Emma Fernandez, so that she can be able to tell her story today.
Hello, good morning. My name is Gemma Fernandez. I'm 78 years old, and today is September 29, 22nd, and I'm here with my supervisor to interview me and find out about my story as a nurse.
Okay, Hema, do you still remember the first time we met?
Yes, I do. We were in a meeting. It was in 2018. And I asked a lot of questions and I was too loud.
I you made a very solid impression on me. I was that what that wasn't my first time meeting the team back then. And you really had the intention, and you were advocating for the team as well, because there was a change in who was leading the team at that time. So I just wanted to ask, how long have you been in St. Joseph or in Providence?
I have been in St. Joseph, Providence now for 27 years and a half.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Can you tell me how your journey has been like as a nurse with us for that long? How did it all start?
It's been a great journey because first of all, everybody always were very helpful. All my supervisors were very helpful, and we cannot do without you now, John. And everyone helped me, guide me, and then the main thing was the core values. I was very impressed always with the core values and the fact that I was able and I am able to help my Spanish community, my Spanish-speaking community patients. That to me was so amazing. I felt like they were so special. And of course, all my patients are special, but I was just glad that I could help my Spanish-speaking patients as well. And St. Joseph has been wonderful in that service.
That's very, that's very good to hear. And you have been an integral part of the team as well ever since I started with the team. I'm just curious, what made you what made you start your journey as a nurse? Like, how did it all start for you becoming Hema, the nurse that you are right now?
Well, when I was in my country, in Cuba, I always wanted to be a secretary. And we had this government problem, and we had to escape the country. And when I came to the United States, I did all several kinds of work, cleaning homes, going to school, Spanish, English, to learn English. I was very nervous about not able to speak to people because I love to speak. I love to talk. And so I took extensive classes in English for like 10 hours a day in Miami.
Wow.
And I quit working. All my parents got very upset, but I said English has to become first so we can communicate. And I was the translator for the whole family. After that, I got married in 1964. I met a wonderful guy, wanted me to continue with my education. I only finished in Havana 7th grade. I went ahead and went to school to learn key punch operator in Jersey, in Jersey City, New Jersey. And after that, my husband wanted to come to California where my parents were, my brothers. So we came to Los Angeles, and I went to Bryman School to become a medical secretary. That's what I wanted. That was my initial goal. So I finally was able to do that. So I paid Bryman to...
Where was Bryman?
Pardon me?
Oh, where was... Where did you...
Bryman in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It was in Los Angeles. And it was in the 70s when I did that.
Okay.
And then I ended up applying at Baldwin Park Community Hospital, a small hospital in Baldwin Park. And they hired me right away because of my Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And there's a big community in Baldwin Park that are Spanish. And I worked graveyard.
Okay.
I worked graveyard with wonderful nurses. I cannot say their last name, but I can say their first name. Diane, she was an LVN, and also Betty was the RN supervisor of the nurses, and also Alisa, another LVN, and they were all very helpful, and they put me to work at night with patients, which I was really, you know, didn't think that I was up to that, and I was able to deal with blood, and... Wow. Cleaning a lady and with ulcers, and did all kinds of things at graveyard that I never expected. It was not in my job description, besides checking in patients, admitting them into ER. But it was a wonderful time. They saw me how I developed, and they told me, they said that you have to become a nurse.
Wow.
They told me, you are not going to be a clerk. You have to become a nurse. And not an LVN like us, but an RN.
That's amazing.
And that's how it all started.
So, where, you know, from there, what?
From there, I started at nighttime. We were living in Riverside, and I went to Riverside College at night. And I went to Rio Hondo after we were here closer, after we moved to the area in Los Angeles. And I went to Rio Hondo College. We lived in Whittier. And I went at night. I had already my three children. And
oh, wow. Going to school while having three
children?
Yeah,
I had my children already and everything.
Wow.
And And then I just... Kept going, taking prereqs, and my English was still very bad. My microbiology was the nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And but I did it. I tell you, I don't know how I did it. I think the Lord didn't want anything less for me to do. And he just guided me and helped me. He took me in this journey, and I became an RN in 1983, finally. Passed my state boards in Pasadena, California,
oh,
in
wow.
1983, and it was amazing. Unfortunately, after that, I had to divorce my husband and care for my children and provide.
I'm sorry
so,
to hear that.
So, I worked in a hospital in Presbyterian Whittier, but I injured my hand. I lifted a patient about 250 pounds with another nurse in bed, and she did not pull with me, and I injured my tendon and my ligaments in my right hand, and I had a bone graft.
Oh, no.
And I was out of commission for 9 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And after that, Presbyterian did not want to put me to work with patients. And I said, no, I want to continue doing patient care. I don't like office work. And they said, well, you cannot work here if that's the case. And that same afternoon, this lady that is an ostomy wound specialist Lucille.
Lucille, okay.
In Presbyterian Whittier, I told her my predicament, and she told me there was a small home health agency in Brea, California, named Home Health Resource Center. And she said, you should apply there. Hilda is the RN, the owner,
okay.
And you should apply. I immediately, the next day, went to this agency, and they hired me on the spot because I was bilingual.
And you were?
And that's where my journey started with home health.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. I have wonderful people I work with. And after that, well, I really wanted something different. The agency closed, and I worked for Kimberly Quality Care. And from Kimberly Quality Care, I did not like the politics. So I heard about St. Joseph Home Health in Garden Grove.
Garden Grove?
California.
Before Orangewood.
And I said, well, I think I'm going to go apply there. It's a big agency. I don't know if they'll hire me. And I was interviewed by a wonderful lady. I cannot remember her name. And
do you still remember your first coworkers back then when you started in St. Joseph?
I had Gail, which worked in Home Health Resource Center.
Okay.
And Nancy Goins.
Nancy.
Yes.
So you've been with Nancy since.
Nancy. I said the last name. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And so then they interviewed me, and they did hire me right away. And I love the core values of this company, and I love that it's a Catholic company. And it was a very good journey. I have no complaints. I have made one big mistake in the company, and I was treated very fairly. And I was taught by Liz Wessel what to do and how to proceed with the error. And it was all taken care of. And since then, I never had one again. and I'm very happy that I'm still here after 27 years. And I hope to retire probably at the end of next year.
Wow. That's an amazing.
That is my journey as an RN, and I'm very proud, I'm very happy to be able to do my nursing well. Thank you for the opportunity to interview me. And
I just wanted to say that you are an integral part of the team. And you helped a lot of the nurses that came in to our team as well. I just wanted to know, what would you like to say as, you know, what else you would like to mention as part of an immigrant nurse that came in and the challenges that you encountered? What would you be your biggest takeaway as a home health nurse in this last couple of years, or in the last 27 years?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to say this correct, but number one, everyone has to have common sense. Every nurse has to have common sense. And the second one is every human being has to be treated equally. Doesn't matter what language they speak, what country they come from, what color of the skin, they are all our patients, and we all have to treat them with dignity and respect. And if we respect them, they will respect us. And all the technical things, all the computer stuff, it's one thing, but we cannot forget that we are all human, and we have to be humane.
Wow.
That's the only thing I would like to tell all my coworkers.
That's amazing, Emma. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to tell my story. Thank you.
Thank you.